Okay, so three reasons you are not hitting your goals. I know for many of us, we get really excited when it's New Year's time. We get excited when we have a birthday, right? You reflect back on the things you've done. Last year, I turned 30 and I reflected back on the previous decade of my life and was really trying to think about all the things I'd accomplished, the things that I'd missed, the mistakes that I made, my highest moments, my lowest moments. And we have these kind of turning points, these pivotal moments in our lives. We're having another one this week. Jordan, our son, is turning 1 year old. And so you can think back to this last year. And so maybe in the second year of my fatherhood, I could set some goals of what do I want to accomplish? What do I want to do? How do I want to change or grow as a father in this second year of my fatherhood, my second year of my son's life? And so we set goals in all these different ways. Maybe you have professional times where you set goals. I know for us at Hallow, where I have my full-time job as a senior partnership executive, I set goals each quarter because we're working in sales and closing deals, and we set targets as a team. But then I also want to have my own personal goals within that, right? I want to be able to set, okay, here's what we're aiming for as a team. As a senior partnership executive, I have to take some ownership over that and over our entire team's goals. But then I also want to have my sub goals myself in my own deals closed, overall targets, and that kind of thing. Right. And so we set goals in all these different areas of our lives. Maybe even, you know, you want to do something for Lent. We just got out of Lent. Maybe you get to the end of your Lenten season. You're like, man, I really didn't do anything that I set out to do. So we're going to talk about three primary reasons or three very common reasons as to why you may not be achieving your goals. But really briefly, I just want to give you an overview of some of the areas in life that I suggest setting goals and just kind of take you back to the basics of seeking excellence. So if you're here with us today, it's very good to have you. This is just going to be a quick overview and recap, a reminder of what seeking excellence is all about. So seeking excellence exists to fight three primary enemies in the world: ignorance, apathy, and despair. We provide purpose, direction, and motivation to help people to achieve their full potential in all areas of life in which they are responsible, for which they are responsible. And so we have a lot of different areas of life that we're responsible for, right? There's lots of different things that fall under our supervision. And we have all these different roles that we play, right? Especially, you know, I think of myself as a 30-year-old man. I'm a husband. I'm a father. I'm a coworker. I'm a son. I'm a friend. I'm a podcast host. I run all these different things that I do in my life. And so I have all these different roles that I play. And it's like, okay, what are all the different things that I'm responsible for? When you're young, you can kind of focus on the big, what I often call the big three: mind, body, and soul, right? If you're in high school or in college, you're kind of focusing on those three areas. Then you transition out to thinking about your professional life, and then you have to start thinking about your financial life because you're making money. And so what are you going to do with that money? Are you going to go into debt, further debt? Maybe some of you already have student loan debt, but are you going to go further into debt? Are you going to start to invest? How are you going to manage your personal finance? And then, of course, you have relationships that get added onto that. You get new relationships like marriage and parenthood. The parent-child relationship. But then we also have other areas of life, like our social, aspect of being a citizen. We're obviously voting this year. We have a big presidential election coming up. And how do we vote? What should be our stance on social issues? How should we advocate for cultural change? What should be our stance and our perspective as Catholics, looking at the issues of gender, of race, of same-sex marriage, of abortion, right? So addressing all those different things, that's really the primary purpose of seeking excellence, is to give people the information that they need to inform, to inspire, and to encourage you in all these different areas of life, to take them seriously, recognizing that we're never going to be a 10 out of 10 across the board in all of the seven pillars, but we can strive to continuously grow and improve and to build the life that God has designed us for, right? God wants us to work with him to help us to become saints. And as lay people, I think there's some unique approaches, especially in the modern world, in the Western world, to how we can do that well. And so that's my invitation to you. If you're new to Seeking Excellence and somebody sent you this episode, I welcome you. I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast. And if you've been around for a while, I think it's always good just to return to the basics. And I'm kind of getting back into this phase now, getting out of Lent, where I wasn't really podcasting too much. Now, I have some really exciting guest episodes coming up, but I haven't recorded a solo podcast episode in what feels like at least a really long time. And I have a lot of different plans and things that I've been formulating and kind of brewing for a long time now. And so I'm excited to get back into it, excited to really roll out my more comprehensive locals plan starting in May. And then we've got some exciting stuff. I have a really, really exciting, really big new project I'm working on that should be launching in July. And so I'll be able to announce that in July. But it's going to be some collaboration with some really amazing Catholic men geared at really making a difference in the culture and in a lot of the things that I prioritize and really value in my life. And so really excited for that as well. But all right, without further ado, let's get into some of the three reasons why you may not be hitting your goals. And so you might be frustrated, maybe you're down. And I think one of the things that just kind of gives some context to this as well, one of the things that's most important when it comes to hitting your goals, because we think about this, a lot of people don't set goals and so they can just kind of keep their expectations low. I don't think that's a good way to live. I think it's kind of an easy way out. I think it's kind of a quitter's mentality. If you're here, this is the number one podcast for Catholics who want to aspire to greatness. And so if you're here and you want to be great, amazing, right? That's why this is what I want. I know there's not that many of us out there, but there are more than zero. And that's what we're seeking to build here, is a community of young Catholics who want to be great. That is the entire purpose. When you're setting goals and not achieving them, it deteriorates and just erodes your self-esteem. It erodes your self-confidence. It erodes your self-image. Now, I largely think self-esteem is kind of stupid and pointless, so maybe I shouldn't have used that term. But I do believe in confidence, and I do believe in your self-image and the way that you see yourself. And if you're constantly and consistently setting goals and not hitting them, if you're consistently telling yourself, I'm going to start getting up at this time, I'm going to start applying to X number of jobs a week, I'm going to start going to the gym X number of times a week, and then you just continuously don't do it, you start to just believe that you're somebody that's not trustworthy. You start to believe that you're somebody that when you put your mind to something, when you commit to something, when you say that you're going to make something a priority, you can't really believe that it's true. Just like an employer starts to feel that way, you are really the manager of yourself, right? The first person you lead in life is yourself. And if you can't lead and manage yourself, how can your employer entrust you with more responsibility? How can God entrust you with more responsibility? And so I think we see this with a lot of people who want to be spouses and they want to be parents, but they're like showing God constantly, I can hardly take care of myself. And so how can you entrust me with more? Now, God does definitely bless people with kids, sometimes with marriage, who are pretty immature and not ready. But that's not who we want to be, right? We want to be in that category of people who are preparing for these roles if we're not already in them. If we are in them, constantly seeking to grow and to crush them more and more. So that's kind of the mindset for this. Why does it matter if you hit your goals or not? It's not even a matter of fact of hitting the goals necessarily, but at least making progress towards them and actually putting forth the effort. We can get into that. That'd be probably a separate podcast on actual goal setting, because there's a difference in goal setting, whether you're setting outcome goals or activity goals. So for example, if I'm working in sales, which I am, I can set activity goal. I kind of set both typically when it comes to my work. I want to set outcome goals for how many deals I want to close, because that's the ultimate number that needs to be tracked and matters for my career and my life and for our income. But then I also want to set activity goals based on those outcomes. So if I know I close X number of deals based on X number of meetings, I get X number of meetings based on X number of emails and calls, I can kind of set goals for each part of that phase, right? Each phase of that process, I mean. And so that allows me to track my activity and not just the outcome. Now, if I do the activity and don't get the outcome, I can still celebrate that at the end of the day, because I would say that still counts as really hitting the goals, because that was the thing that was most within my control. Next quarter, next month, next week, I can adjust the activity goals to try to fit what I think will fit into the outcome and get the outcome that I desire. But let's get into the three reasons why you may not be hitting your goals. Number one, this one's really, really big for me. It's something that drives me crazy when I'm working with different people on different projects. My number one strength on StrengthFinders, which is something I've wanted to podcast about for a long time, because Emily and I took the test together and we wanted to talk a little bit about our strengths and what we learned about ourselves through the process. I really recommend you take StrengthFinders, because I think that it's an awesome way to learn more about yourself and to see where you're strongest and where you're weakest. I don't think it puts you in this box like a lot of personality and, you know, like the Myers-Briggs and stuff. I feel like it just puts you in this box and tells you what you're good at versus and what you're bad at. And I think people a lot of times will kind of like adopt this identity being in something in Myers-Briggs. But I think that the StrengthFinders is unique for everyone, because there's 34 strengths and everybody's order is going to be different. So you're not putting you in some big category with a bunch of people that you might be very different than. Anyways, my number one strength on StrengthFinders, Activator. Dude, I love getting stuff started. Honestly, it's pretty amazing that I'm still podcasting after almost 4 years, because of the fact that I'm usually only good at getting things started. I can start anything, dude. I mean, I love starting the process, getting going, starting, you know, Exodus 90, that first week, man, I love it. Starting podcasting, starting a new business venture, starting the Airbnb, right? Like all of those things, I love getting things started. And so I know that in my life, What I'm trying to build towards for when I'm 40 is to be somebody who can be an activator, who can be a starter, right? Can kind of build things from the ground up and then maybe move on to the next venture, the next task. And so because I have that kind of inclination to get things started, I know that that's really important. And I recognize in a lot of other people who don't end up hitting their goals is they typically just procrastinate the start. So reason number one, to simplify it, is you procrastinate your start. Maybe you set a goal for January 1st or what you're going to do for New Year's, and you set it, you know, you're thinking about New Year's, the turn of the new year on December 15th, maybe that week in between Christmas and New Year's, and you say, okay, January 1st, I'm going to the gym. Oh, January 1st is technically a solemnity for us in the Catholic Church, the solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God. So I'll start tomorrow. Today's kind of a feast day, whatever. Well, tomorrow's Monday. So then, you know, day kind of gets away from you, whatever. You've been out for like a week and a half of work because of Christmas and New Year's. And so you got a lot to catch up on. So let's push it back to Tuesday. And you keep going and it keeps getting delayed and delayed and delayed. I am somebody who recognizes that as an activator, one of the biggest things that I do, I think that separates me from some other people that just struggle with this a little bit more than I do. And mind you, I can be a pretty good procrastinator. I've been able to procrastinate with the best of them. But one thing that is always really important to me that I really coach and encourage other people to do is you want to take action as soon as you feel the inclination and you have the opportunity, right? Inclination plus opportunity equals action. It has to. Inclination plus opportunity equals action. And so if you feel this prompting that says, I should go to the gym, right? And then you have the opportunity, you're like, well, I don't have anything to do for the next 2 hours. Let me go ahead and get my shoes together and get my stuff on. Just do it, right? If you have the opportunity and you have the inclination, even if it is the solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God, even if it is a Monday, go for 20 minutes. You don't have to go there and have this full crush it workout. But the thing is, you want to start building momentum, right? When you're rolling a tire or flipping a tire or you know, pushing something up a hill even, let's say you had to push a tire up a hill. The hardest part is when you have to get the tire up onto its side and then get things rolling. Once you start moving, you start to gain momentum with things, right? And so the hardest part is getting and starting that momentum. But then once you have it, you have to fight to keep it. Right. But a lot of times we don't even get that spark, that initial kind of burst of momentum. We don't get it in the first place. And so one of the big things is people just aren't starting. Or, you know, once you have that momentum, this kind of will lead into reason number two. And reason number two for people is that you don't track your goals. Too many people just don't track their goals. If you follow me on LinkedIn, which I encourage you to do because I'm posting daily on LinkedIn as well now for some professional kind of motivation, inspiration, encouragement, direction, stuff there as well. So if you're looking for more in that pillar, I encourage you to find me over there on LinkedIn. But I just posted about the most important meeting of the week. And you guys know this if you've been around for a while, that Emily and I love to do a weekly board meeting. Now, we can be really bad about making that board meeting happen. I think we do it probably 1 to 2 times a month since Jordan's been born, which is not good. And it's just not been helpful for us hitting our goals and staying on track of everything. But it's a lot better than doing it 0 times a month, I can tell you that. One of the things you have to do is you have to track your goals. And in order to do that, you have to have certain mechanisms and systems in place to ensure that you're getting that done, right? Ensure that you're tracking your goals, ensure that you're making time for that, ensure that you're reviewing the things that you've deemed most important to you. If you're setting a goal for something, I don't set goals that don't matter to me. I'm not going to set a goal in how much TV I can watch. I'm not going to set a goal to, you know, I do set some fun ones, but that are things like going to a Nuggets game or going to an Avalanche game or going to a Michigan football game, things like that, that are more like adventure kind of bigger things, experiences. But I'm not going to set a goal for how much I'm going to, at least not to encourage scrolling on social media. Maybe I'll set a goal to limit my scrolling on social media, but I'm not going to set things that just don't matter to me because what's the point, right? I'm not going to set how many, you know, red Starbursts I'm going to eat this year. I'm going to set goals and things that really matter to me. And so if they matter to you, you should track them because what you track, you change. Let me say that again. What you track, you change. And if you don't track it, it's not going to get changed. And a lot of times we do this, right? And this kind of goes back to keep using that gym example, even though it's a really easy one. Let me actually switch gears here. You want to get your budget under control, right? Let's say it's a turn of the new year, Let's say it's not the turn of the new year. Let's say it's April 20th and you find yourself like we've kind of been. We had a pretty, you know, rugged January and February. We bought a lot of travel stuff in January, plane tickets for like the next 5 months. So it was kind of thrown off. But Let's say you're kind of like us and you had not a great budget month, January and February, and you find yourself in April with a little bit more credit card debt than you thought, and you have the ability to pay it off, but you need to create a plan to pay it off, and you want to kind of start to actually track your budget and get things under control. The first thing you need to do, obviously, is not procrastinate. You need to take in the entire situation. So I need to sit down and say, okay, these are my debts. This is how much I owe. We still have debts on a loan that we have for some HVAC work we had to get done in our house when we moved in. And I really want to have it paid off by the end of the year. And so I have a plan for how I'm going to do that throughout the fall. But I have to have that monthly check-in where I'm budgeting, where I'm going in, checking how much is remaining on my balance, ensuring that I'm on track with the plan that I created, and that I'm following the steps for the plan that I created. Because I know when I'm going to get bonuses, I know when I'm going to get paid for speaking. And so when some of those things come in, am I actually making the extra payments? Am I actually doing the things that I said I was going to do? The only way to ensure that I'm doing that is to track it, is to have set times where I sit down, I log into the website, see how much is remaining, and then I check to see with the thing that I wrote out, our plan for paying it off, am I on track? Am I doing what I said I was going to do? Am I actually getting this done in the way that I said I would? That's what I mean by tracking your goals. It could be the gym. It could be your finances. It could be how many times you want to go to daily mass. Say you feel really convicted that you need to start going to daily mass again. Well, what are you waiting for? All you need to do is have a weekly meeting where you're sitting down and you're saying, okay, on this list of things that I said I was going to track and check in on and kind of keep an eye on throughout this year, this is one of them. Did I go to daily mass this week? Damn, I didn't. I need to make sure that I go this week. I need to make sure that I make that a priority. And that leads us perfectly into number three. You have to prioritize your goals. You have to prioritize your goals. If you deem something important, if you get it started, this is part of keeping that momentum, is you have to prioritize it. Sometimes it's easy for us, people like me who are activators, right? I love new ideas. I love new opportunities. And so for a long time for me, it was like, okay, I am going to coach basketball. Nathan, do you want to coach basketball? Yes, I love coaching basketball. Nathan, do you want to volunteer to help at youth group? Yes, I love volunteering at youth group. I've done it for years, right? Nathan, do you want to do RCIA with us this year? Yes, I want to do RCIA with you this year. And then I'm like, oh crap, wait, I had all these goals for podcasting. I want to write a book. When am I ever going to do that? I had momentum going because I got started. I had some momentum. I was tracking it. And now I just realized week after week, I've written zero words. And this is where it comes down to, I have to make these things a priority. You can only have so many things. You can only have so many goals. You can only do so much with your time. And I think recognizing that there's going to be trade-offs is crucial to developing a life of excellence. If you were going to be somebody who is learning, exercising, and praying on a daily basis, there has to be some sacrifices if you're getting after it in your career. Now, if you have kind of a half-assed career where you can work, 5 or 6 hours a day, or you're working part-time, then surely you have plenty of time to read, pray, and exercise for 30 minutes a day and still have plenty of fun outside of that. But if you're not doing that, if you actually have a career similar to mine that is pretty demanding and you're looking to grow in that, I want to make great money in my full-time career. I want to be a leader in our company. I want to be there for quite some time. And so to do all that, I know that that takes a lot of time. Knowing that that takes a lot of time, and I want to spend 30 minutes in front of a tabernacle every day, and I want to get to the gym several times a week, and I want to read at least 15 minutes a day, and I want to be podcasting and developing Seeking Excellence and doing this, building this on the side, and I want to be building my speaking career, and I have this other venture that I'm hoping to be able to tell you about in just a couple months. With all that in mind, it's like, okay, something's got to go. Maybe I can't do the coaching. Maybe I can't do the youth group. Maybe I can't do RCIA. And I still have to find ways to volunteer and get involved with things. But if I feel like God has given me these other big rocks in my life, to focus on, then I have to be building those things and I have to prioritize them over some other things, right? It means I listen to Patrick Bet David a lot, and he talks about how for like 10 years while he was building his multiple companies that he has as well, he was working every single Saturday. Saturday was just another day of the week for him. Now, I like to have a pretty strong Sabbath on Sunday. So like I really, really, really strive to not have any work to do on Sunday. Especially things that are not like at least housework. So maybe I'm still taking out the trash or mowing the lawn and things like that. I try to avoid that as well, but there's sometimes where it just doesn't work out. But I'm in here today recording this podcast with you on a Saturday. So I'm recording this on Saturday. It's coming out on Monday. And why? Because I've been so behind on podcasting. If you are somebody who listens to Seeking Excellence frequently and regularly, I didn't have an episode last week. Why? Because I've been so behind because Hallow has taken up so much of my time. Because this is a little plug for Hallow, we're hiring several different roles on our sales team. And then we have a content writer position open and several other positions, especially on the international team. So check those out, especially if you live abroad. If you're one of our European seekers of excellence, check out those open positions. But it's been really, really time consuming because we've been growing, expanding. We have this whole new parish option and year-round parish partnership that we're offering. So if you know any people working in parish ministry that are on fire for the faith and want to do something amazing and awesome, tell them to hit me up, nathan@hallow.app. We can make that happen for them. But all of that's been just super demanding. And so I haven't made podcasting a priority. What else has been a priority? Well, not really bad things. This week, I did a pretty good job of waking up early. I went to daily mass. I went to the gym a couple times. I had pretty good days of getting in the chapel for prayer. But what I did do was I left the office basically every day around 5 o'clock, 5:15, sometimes 5:45. But I also had RCIA on Wednesday night. And so I prioritized volunteering at my parish. I prioritized eating dinner at home with my family, getting home at a decent time. And so what does that mean? Well, now it's Saturday. I've got to get this done. And so I got to get into the office and make it happen. So sometimes we have to make those sacrifices. Now, I try to do that when Jordan is sleeping and Emily's cleaning our Airbnb. And so we all kind of have things to do. I strive to do it during his nap times if I do have to go away on Saturday. But there's just times in life where you have to do that. And my goal in doing these things and grinding it out in these next, 5 to 10 years is so that by the time I'm 40, I can be in a really good place for us as a family financially, but also just in a place where I can have a lot more flexibility. Because when you're a boss, you tend to have more flexibility than when you're an employee. And so that's just the season of life that we're in. And sometimes it means working on Saturday. Now, I love doing this. I love working on my other ventures. I love doing the things that I'm doing. Heck, I even like doing some of the Hallow work that I do on the weekend. So it doesn't ruin my life by any means, but you have to recognize that there's going to be different trade-offs. And if you're going to prioritize something, you have to prioritize it. On Friday, I hadn't been to daily mass all week. I hadn't been to daily mass the week before I had gone. But so it's not like I hadn't gone in a really, really long time, but I hadn't gone the whole week. And I like to go twice a week if I can. And really strive to make that a priority in my life. And so on Friday morning, I wake up 5:30. I'm at 6:30 mass. I go to the gym afterwards. I come in and work from about 8:30 to 5:30. And so that's what Friday looked like. And it was a full day and it was popping. It was busy. I made a lot of progress. I got a lot done. And you leave and your to-do list is still pretty full. And that's just life for a lot of us. If you're grinding, you're getting after it, you're going to leave a lot of days with a full to-do list. But what does that mean that you have to sacrifice? Well, I'm not out getting brunch with friends on Saturday. I'm not out doing other fun things, right? Maybe I may or may not get to go to the gym today, but I had to prioritize this time. Why? Because I was getting into the red on Seeking Excellence stuff. So you have all these different categories in your life, right? Your finance, your budgeting, your finance, your relationships, your professional life, whatever. You have these different categories. The reason why we track is you can sit there and say, okay, I realized in my overview of all my different things that Seeking Excellence really, really needed some attention. And so I can now take some Saturday time, come into the office for 3 hours and pour all of that time into Seeking Excellence to try to get it back above water, get its head back above water and help it to get back going and get that momentum, especially as I'm rolling into this month of May, where, like I said, I'm striving to really roll out this really comprehensive locals plan where I'm going to have weekly videos, weekly live streams that are going to be coaching sessions. And the coaching sessions on locals are going to look a lot like this. It's going to be really practical deep dives, things like this that are going to be even more practically applied, where I'm going to really go through some examples and help you to formulate a plan in your life that it's going to take you to the next level and help you to reach greatness and fulfill your potential. So that's what the weekly live streams are going to be like. Those are going to be on Tuesday afternoons. I'm going to have a weekly newsletter that's going to be launching again. So you can sign up for that at nathancrankfield.com. And then I'm going to have weekly uploaded videos and weekly articles. And so lots of stuff's going to be happening on there. It's really exciting, but I have to prioritize it, right? That might mean I come in on some Saturdays. It does mean that there's days throughout the week in the evenings where I'm working after we put Jordan down for bed. But I always want to prioritize first and foremost that family time. And so I try to get up early in the morning when I'm not really as needed at home, and still try to get home by about 5:30 each day so I can be there with Emily. But that means I have to try, I'm working my way back to waking up at 5 a.m. so I can have that 5 a.m. time where I can go to the gym, get to the office, hopefully starting at like 6:30 or 7, grind it out until 5, and then be able to go home, have some great family time. And if I have to get back to work after that, I'll do it. Or if I don't, praise God, I get to spend some great quality time with my wife. And so this is just what it looks like, guys. This is the life of excellence. This is the life of pursuing greatness, of trying to be holy, of trying to be fit, of trying to be financially successful and at least financially disciplined and a good financial steward. More than anything is being a good financial steward, a good steward of your resources, a good steward of your gifts and your talents, not just saying, oh, financial wealth is bad, so I'm going to be lazy. And just, I think so many people who say that financial wealth is bad tend to find themselves just like screwing off a lot of the time. I'm like, I don't know what you do when you're not working hard, especially as a husband and father who's one of your primary responsibilities is to provide for your family. So does that mean you have to make $250,000 a year? No, it doesn't. But it does mean that we should be striving to have money so we can have resources to set our family up for success. I have a vision and a dream for my family of where I hope to be when Jordan is starting school, when we're starting to homeschool, especially when he's about 6 years old, when we're really getting into, you know, like first grade where we actually have some schoolwork to do. We want to have a space for that. We want to have a beautiful space for that. And if I can do it, I want to have it. If God has different plans for us, so be it. We're surrendered. We're flexible on the outcome, but we're going to work towards the dream. And so I think that is the Catholic approach to success. That's the Catholic approach to excellence. That's the Catholic approach to greatness. So I invite you to subscribe to this channel if you enjoyed this today. Subscribe to us on YouTube, where I have different episodes and videos coming out. Again, this is going to be starting in May. Then what you're going to see on the podcast. And then if you want the full deep dive, if you're ready to commit, if you're ready to join us, you can become a free member on Locals, or if you're feeling generous, you can become a monthly supporter at a minimum of $10 per month. And very soon we're going to have annual support options where you can support for the year for $100. So it'll save you some money, but you basically get all the access and perks of being a subscriber, where you're going to get into free swag giveaways. I got a really exciting signed autographed copies of a book of one of my upcoming guests that I'm going to be raffling off to some Locals members, to some of our supporters. And so you'll get access to some of these extra pieces of content. And most importantly, in my mind, is the coaching calls, because I'm really starting to create a plan for those, because it's going to be a big part of this new initiative that I'm talking about. But these are going to be general, and we're going to have some opportunities to go one-on-one and really get deep into your life and help you to get to the next level. All right. God bless you. You know that I love you. I'm praying for you. I'm cheering for you. And go out there now and be your best.